With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Former GOP Senator Jim Talent of Missouri says there's a growing chance Joe Biden won't be his party's candidate for president in 2024. Bob Agnew reports.
Talent says there's good reason Democrats have their doubts about the president.
He's clearly impaired.
Plain to see, Talent says, for someone like himself with firsthand experience with Joe Biden.
I mean, I don't think his judgment was ever very good, but he could always put words together.
Talent says Democrats are worried only in part because of Biden's impairment.
But mostly because of the damage his policies have done to the country.
Former U.S. Senator Jim Talent was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. Bob Agnew reporting.
At a news conference, House Speaker Mike Johnson says the House wants to fund the federal government before the November 17th shutdown deadline.
We're working earnestly on that. We certainly want to avoid a government shutdown. It's a dangerous time around the world right now. We recognize that, and we're doing our job.
Among sticking points are GOP demands for funding southern border security before any new aid to Ukraine is given, something Democrats are opposed to. Meanwhile, the first results of this year's election are starting to come in. Democrat Gabe Amo has defeated Republican Jerry Leonard to win Rhode Island's first congressional district seat. The former White House aide will become the state's first black candidate elected to the U.S. House. Amo succeeds former Democratic Representative David Cicilline, who stepped down this summer to become president of the Rhode Island Foundation. The off-year elections will decide governors in Kentucky and Mississippi, the fate of abortion and marijuana amendments in Ohio, legislative control in Virginia, and mayoral races in two of the nation's biggest cities. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 56 points, the NASDAQ rose 121, the S&P 500 advanced 12. This is SRN News. One evangelical leader warns that pro-abortion groups intend to swamp the country with cash in an effort to enshrine the procedure in state constitutions. Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Convention.
The political opposition to the protection of the unborn is absolutely fierce, and it's increasingly well-funded. And as we're looking at the United States, it is clear that we have a huge job to do as pro-life advocates in helping our fellow citizens to understand what is at stake and what actually happens in an abortion.
He says this new effort by pro-abortion forces is about more than just defending the procedure in a few states.
It's about abortion becoming central to the messaging and the platform of the Democratic Party in a way that that pro-abortion party had not ever pushed before.
A growing number of states will be considering abortion amendments next year. More at albertmoeller.com. This is SRN News. Five Republicans will be on stage for the third presidential debate. More from correspondent Norman Hall.
The field of candidates on stage for the third GOP presidential debate will be the smallest yet. Five hopefuls will participate in Wednesday night's debate at the Adrian Arsch Center for the Performing Arts of Miami-Dade County. To have qualified for the third debate, candidates needed at least 4% support in two national polls, or 4% in one national poll, as well as two polls from four of the early voting states, Iowa, New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina. The five are Nikki Haley, Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy, Chris Christie, and Tim Scott. Former President Trump is skipping the event once again. I'm Norman Hall.
Additionally, the candidates had to sign an RNC pledge promising to support the party's eventual nominee. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.